Rashi says the shchit of kodshim b'chutz shchit shen ruihi, because you can't eat from it. So as in the heat linyan shchut techutz techayav koros. Anyway, I'm left to ask the cost of here that you shech the korban b'chutz, even though it's not matter with b'chilu, you chayav koros. Oh, you need a shchita. So rather, in this punk Reb Shimon is moided, that's exactly the cost of here. That shchut techutz, even though it's not a shchita ruya, the Torah says you chayav koros. Okay, good, that's exactly the cost of. But if anything else is not called a shchita, the kisedam wouldn't be called a shchita, or else here also, poistiv espinoi. So how come our Mishnah said the second one you get malchus, poistiv espinoi, and the mind's right, our Mishnah is not hold like Reb Shimon. Yeah. Shane in the Gemara says, miskavu bifnimu. Chorus naim lechayiv. If so, according to Reb Shimon, the second one should be mutter to make a shchita, because the mother shchita wasn't called a shchita. Here's a case we took the mother and shechted it outside, and then the second one, the kid, you shechting inside. See, the shechting of inside right now, the chorus should not be in his eyes to be espanoi. And now the rabba, Shane, according to Reb Shimon, will be miskabel befenimhu. And chorus, if so, no, if I can't, if you shech the kid outside, right? So now really the kid is ruah to shecht inside. Because since the first shechita was not called a shechita, so the kid is mutter to shecht today. So since it's a korban, it could be brought inside. So now when you shecht it outside, it should be chayiv chorus. Chorus not mila chayiv. And our Mishnah says, no, in the second one, you're not chayiv chorus. Why? Because since it's oisav, yes, but no, it's mechus hazaman. So you see, our Mishnah is not holding like a b'shimin. Then another case was, chulim bifnim, let's see, shecht both of them, chulim bifnim inside. So our Mishnah said, Shneim psulim, both of them apostle, and Vashen is over Gesaboyim. The second one gets Malchus, Vaisav Yespanoi. So it's Kashtar 1, Michti, let's see. Shemin, Lele Reb Shem, we hear Reb Shem, and Shita is the Yom he holds. Shchita, Shena Ru, Yeloi Shema Shchita. Shchita is not Mat, with Pachil is not called a Shchita. And so, Kama Mikta Kotle, this first one now, Yeshech Tchulin Bifnim, it's not Mutatidit. So it's not called like he killed the animal, it's not called a Shchita. You so then shame me, I myself against Aboyim. What do you get Malchus on the second one for? There shouldn't be an Issa of Oisiv Espanoi. It's time also to do it. You shechting Chudim Bifnim, it's also to do it. But Malchus, you shouldn't get the coins from Shimon. That's the Raya, our Mishnah is not home like Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah knows, even though the mother Shchita was not a Shchita that's mapped with Pachila, still it's called a Shchita. Then the Mishnah says, Kotchim Bifnim. You shech both of them Kotchim inside. As a Zorishon kosher reported as good, the Hashem is serving as Aboyim. The second one though is possible. Now, Michti, let's see. Shemin le Rabbi Shimon the Yom Ashkita Shenaruya Loshem Ashkita. It's a Shkita as Kotchim Nam Ashkita Shenaruyi. Why is it called a Shkita Shenaruyi? Even the mother Shkita should not be called a Shkita Ruya. Why not? Because the Kamad le Zorak Dam le Mishdori Bosa. That Kozeman, you didn't make as weak as Adam on the mother, on the first korban, you can't eat from the basal. Therefore, b'shash shchita, when you shech the korban, since there's no head to teed it, it should always be considered the shchita and kotchim was always the shchita shenaruya. It first becomes fit later when you make as weak as Adam. But right now, it's not called a good shchita. If so, sheni on myself against Aboyim. So what do you get Malchus for then, on the second one? Apostle, like why is apostle? It should be okay. He shechted now what kotchim here. This is going on. He kotchim ifnim. So why is the second one possible? The second one should not be nisa avaysiv espinoi. So it should be kosher. Say elashramino. The lech Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. So Mor says chur pshita. Tihachi isa. So chur pshita. What's the Mor telling us? Pshita. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Avada. What's the chiddush? According to Reb Shimon, all these cases, the Shchita Shenaruy is Loishim Shchita. And now Mishnah also does call the Shchita. So Mor says, yes, the one case is the Chiddush. Shchita as Kodshim Mitzvah, that's the Chiddush. That also does not work out according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise, Sal Kodai the Chaminach, I would have thought to say, Shchita as Kodshim Shchita Ruyahi, that a Shchita and Kodshim is called a Shchita Ruyah. Even though you have to wait until you make as weak as Adam, but so what? The Maisa of the Shchita was a good Shchita. To Hawaii, Inocha, because if you just slice the head off, make a nechira, just slice it, not make a shchita, and then you zorak dam, lo mishtar yibosa, there'll be no head to teed it. But only if you shochat, when you first make a shchita on the behemoth, on the korban, then you make a zrika, then mishtar yibosa. So therefore, I would have thought to say a shchit ruihi, that the ma'aseh said this shchit is called the shchit ruihi. This is the shchit that's going to be matched with machila. Kamashma, that's the chiddush. No, kamashma that the ma'aseh right after the shchit does not have to teach it yet. The ma'aseh you have to wait till it's ruihi sadam. So that's not considered the shchit as ruihi. Since right after the shchit he can't eat from it yet, that's not called the shchit even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the chiddush here. Yeah, kamashma. The other Gemara says, "V'luk nami mishum lav d'mechusa zman." According to our Mishnah, that when you shech the mother first, so since the kid you can't shech today, it's called the mechusa zman. So what do you only get malchus? Why sibes benoi? She get malchus from mechusa zman. You shechting a korban not at the right time. She get malchus for that. The tiny would learn like this. Minayin, how do we know to say lachol habsulim she b'shor b'ser b'ser? Shur b'loy yirotz. Anytime there's a psul in the animal. In the shore and the seir, and you shecht it, that you're over this lav of lo yirotzeh. Whenever Torah says don't do something, it's a kachim. There's a lav involved also. Tamlem, the pasuk says v'shor v'seir saruah v'kolit, and then it says what lo yirotzeh. So Luna comes to teach us ala psulim she b'shor v'seir b'seir shub lo yirotzeh. That in turn there's a psul, there's a mum in the korban. The korban is not fit to be brought. If you bring it, you should know you're over a lav. So the same thing should apply also by mechusas man. If it's not fit to be brought yet, also it's not roy yet. So there should be this lav of lo yirotza. Yeah. I said yeah. Forgot. I said loy. Agabim mechayev hashchita. Yeah. Mechayev hashchita for this lav of lo yirotza. It's worse than echnami. Kika choshev lav of yisav yis benoy. Our Mishnah only saying the cheshbon is how many malchus she gets for this lav of yisav yis benoy. But lav nuchroi lekechosher, but the other strange lavim, not with the din of Isaac, no, that we're not talking about. So therefore, mechusas man, we're not talking about that lav. So I said, no, it's not true. V'loi, v'kotcher machutz. But just also, if you shech the korban bachutz, you get malchus, peshkut echutz. And that's the lav nuchroi, and it's a strange lav. It's not a lav of Isaac of Yisbenoid. Lekechosher, the Mishnah says it, the Tony says, kotcher machutz, harishne chayiv koros, which names that we're saboyim. So, Bishlei Mishen is Mishum Lav Yosef Yosef Benoi. El Arishin Yishech the mother first, Amai. What are you getting Malkus for? There's no Yosef Yosef Benoi. Yishech that one first. Lav isn't it Mishum Lav the Shkut Echutz. You see, our Mishnah calls the Lav of Shkut Echutz included. So if we have Shkut Echutz included, we should also have the Lav of Le Yirotz or Mechus Zman included. So it's like this. Kol Heicha Delek Lav the Yosef Yosef Benoi Chosh of Lav Nuchroi. When there are no other Lavs, then the pasuk puts in this lav. The Mishnah puts in this other lavim. But I tell you, b'cholhecha d'ikol lav Yosef is benoi. Any case that you like the kid's case to, even though it's mechusas man, but since you have the Yosef is benoi on the kid, therefore lechoshem lav nechroi. Then the Mishnah doesn't say another lav. If I buy the mother where there's no lav of Yosef is benoi, so there the Mishnah wants to say like you get malchus in the mother, just like on the kid. When the Mishnah says on the kid you get malchus, if there's malchus for Yosef is benoi, that's enough. We don't have to say another malchus for lav nuchroi. Since it has already one malchus, we don't mention it. But in echnami, avad you do get malchus. Yeah. Reb Zeir Amanol, hanach mechusas man. Mechusas man is different. The akosta of nitkal yesei. The Torah says clearly, it's only in Isra said, there's no lav, you don't get malchus. My timer was the reason, Yom Kippur Apostle